Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. I'm all you've got. Dimitri's all you've got. The local media, nothing at all about the Epstein files. Corporate media nationwide, virtually nothing about the Epstein files. You have to either listen to me or else go on Twitter and see the documentation. It is beyond horrific. The emails, you just can't believe what these people were into over and above the pedophilia, over and above the sex with little children, over and above. I can't even describe it on the air because people would think I'm insane. And they would go, this is disgusting. This is beyond belief. No, read the emails. And the source of the emails is the Department of Justice of the United States government. This isn't some, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy guy coming up with stuff. This is from our federal government saying, here are the goods. Here, we got the goods on this guy. Here they are. Here are all the people who are writing these disgusting, beyond disgusting, horrible things in their email, and yet no one's charged. Because President Trump said, well, just move on. We don't really need to deal with this stuff with these billionaire rapists. This is President Trump's call. Make no mistake about it. This is President Trump's call. And shame on him for betraying our trust. And Dan Bongino, don't get me started on Dan Bongino. All right, so here's, by the way, Dimitri Graffiti coming up if you care strongly about any of this stuff. Dimitri Graffiti is a great opportunity for you to share your feelings. Here's just some of the stuff that I posted on Facebook before I was banned. They haven't made it official yet. They said, well, we're going to review everything because you're appealing your ban. And I'm sure it's just a question of time and they're going to make it permanent. And shame on them, because community standards on Facebook is they protect billionaire rapists. That's why they banned me. That's why. All right, so here's James Lee. Dan Bongino is lying. According to the FBI, they hold approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data related to Epstein. To date, the DOJ has released only 300 gigabytes worth of files, roughly 2% of the total. This isn't going away, Dan, reference to Dan Bongino. A wonderful and yet terrible meme. There's a picture of Jeffrey Epstein, this disgusting, vile, utterly vile human being. And the question is this, the really effed up part, and below that picture of Jeffrey Epstein is this. The fact that we need one dead man's files to believe 100 living women. Think about that. We need one dead man's files in order to believe 100 living women. Now, this Pizzagate thing, which again I thought was tinfoil hat conspiracy nonsense, Washington, D.C., pizza was code for pedophilia, and all the codes connected with that. Again, I thought they were all nuts. I swear to God, I thought they were all nuts. And it was debunked. The conspiracy theories regarding Pizzagate, the theory was debunked. They were all debunked. Well, it turns out a number of the supposed mainstream media people who debunked the Pizzagate conspiracy theory that it was a pedophile ring, and not just raping little children, but over and above that in ways that I can't even describe on the air. It's so disgusting. So these guys in the media who supposedly debunked this story, turns out, well, here, let me read this from this other tweet on X. All of these, and I'll give you their names or information, all of these mainstream media reporters constantly wrote articles declaring Pizzagate was fake. And there are about four of them here. Coincidentally, all of these same reporters were arrested and charged for raping and sexually abusing children, some being toddlers. The very people who were saying that we're debunking Pizzagate, it's not for real, John Podesta's friend who debunked Pizzagate, arrested for raping toddlers. Slade Sober, editor-in-chief at The Recount and friend of former Hillary Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, was arrested last month for rape. This is old headlines. For raping multiple toddlers and babies. Podesta. You know who was vice president of the Podesta Group in Washington, D.C.? Shelley Moore Capito's favorite congressman, her favorite nephew, I should say, her favorite nephew who she installed as your congressman, Riley Moore. Riley Moore was vice president, one heartbeat away from Podesta, the Podesta Group. And this guy, Slade Sober, editor-in-chief at The Recount, arrested in multiple rape toddlers, babies. Tech reporter Peter Bright found guilty for soliciting minors for sex online. Award-winning ABC journalist who debunked pleads guilty in horrific child porn case. CNN producer sentenced to 19 years for sickening child sex crimes. Left-wingers are, left-winger Ars Technica journalist Dr. Pizza convicted of pedophile offenses. It's absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Reuters, of all things, Reuters, which hates Trump, which is a woke left-wing news organization out of, I think, England, even Reuters is writing this. Millions of files related to Jeffrey Epstein suggest the existence of a, quote, global criminal enterprise that carried out acts meeting the legal threshold of crimes against humanity, a panel of independent experts appointed by the UN Human Rights Council says. This isn't just pedophilia, as horrible as that is. The UN is saying crimes against humanity. Sayer J.I., a tweet, Jeffrey Epstein received a draft agenda for a meeting titled Preparing for Pandemics. The meeting would feature the Director General of the World Health Organization and the President of the Red Cross. 2 weeks later, Bill Gates gave his famous TED Talk, The Next Outbreak? We're not ready. The planning documents went through Epstein first. Another tweet. Where's Tom Hanks? On 7/23/2018, Sarah Ruth Ashcroft tweeted the following. This is me at 13, the age I was when Tom Hanks purchased me from my father for sex as a disassociative mind control doll. I wonder how much he paid. I wonder how much money my father made for breaking my mind and selling my child body throughout my life. Will I ever get to know? Without Virginia, here's another one. Without Virginia Guilfrey, there would be no release of the Epstein files. I still keep thinking about the fact that if Maria Farmer's case had been actively investigated by the FBI in 1996, Virginia's life would have taken a different course. She bravely spoke out for her daughter and other women. Finally, the world is listening. Her book, Nobody's Girl, is an incredible, tough read and treasure trove of evidence. She names names. The men should be arrested and charged. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Another tweet. The FBI knew the entire pedo network in 2009 and buried it to protect the demons. Epstein's own butler. Epstein's own butler walks into the FBI sting trying to sell the full client list and victim names. He spills everything. The operation, the elites, the kids. The FBI had it all on tape 17 years ago and did nothing. And I'm the one banned on Facebook for trying to share this information with you. I'm the bad guy. Unbelievable. Dimitri Raffitti coming up. You care about this? Call in.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Graffiti, the rules of engagement. management. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, could you imagine what it would be like if an elite millionaire's daughter was one of Epstein's?
Dimitri Graffiti.
I ain't really feeling that well today. Super sad. Stopped like three times on my way down here. But literally, I got a silent truck, but I'm going to try to pull through and make it work. All right.
Dimitri Graffiti.
How would President Trump feel if it was Kai that was sex trafficked? These files need to be released and transparency to this country.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti.
What the wind do you need on the ticket?
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Rules of engagement, Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
I would say the reason you got put in Facebook jail is because Zuckerberg is on the list.
Yeah, for 2 years now, Shady Side has not fixed any sewers, just been broken. I think they deserve basic maintenance and accountability.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow
tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.